بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله ما أخذ وله ما أعطى وكل شيء عنده بأجل مسمى فلتصبر وتحتسب أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. We gathered today for this muzakara, this reminder. There should be a daily reminder for ourselves that this life is very, very temporary. Right now, the venue we are sitting in, how many have passed through this house already? How many janazas left the front door of this house? How many ghusls have taken place? How many times the hearse came? That one day my janaza also will come out. This is a reality. And if you prepare for that, it has to be a daily reminder. We haven't come for some 3-day khatam, for some ziyarat khatam. We have come to fulfill the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam of ta'ziyat. Quran khatam can be made anywhere in the world. We can make Quran khatam at home also. We can make Quran khatam wherever we may be in the world. We don't have to get together to make Quran khatam. Quran khatam is an individual ibadat. We send the reward to the marhumeen, to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to Ahli Bayt, to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and whoever we want to, each one will get the full reward. So in our Sharia, we do it as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants it. And we should make this a point also amongst ourselves, that we make this wasiyat as mothers of our homes, as sisters, as daughters, that after my demise, my janazah leaves quickly, because when the ruh leaves the body, and the person is a pious person, then all the creation of Allah besides the insan, they can hear insan calling out when it's put into the janaza. The insan says, qaddimuni, qaddimuni, take me quickly to my qabr. I've already seen the pleasures that Allah Ta'ala has kept for me. So the person wants to go. Therefore we should make wasiyat also and tell whether our sons, our brothers, our fathers, that once my guru leaves the body, send me to my destination as soon as possible. Don't delay. And let there not be any khurafat, any innovations after my demise. Like as I heard now, mashallah, that Ma has passed away, and if Rosa has passed away, rahimahullah, fulla qabr nur, may Allah raise her. And the pain she went through, Allah Ta'ala reward her, full reward for it. When somebody came to Mala Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah Ali, they were great adifin. They recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they knew the system of Allah. And the person came to Hazrat Ji rahmatullah alayhi, and he said to Mala Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah, Hazrat, I was ill for very long. Make dua Allah ta'ala, forgive all my sins. So what a beautiful reply, how they understood the system of Allah. So Hazrat Ji told him rahmatullah alayhi, see, the first day you got sick, Allah ta'ala forgave all your sins on the first day. And the second day Allah Ta'ala was raising your place in Jannat. So how many days of suffering and illness, just the darajat are being raised, the levels in Jannat will be raised inshallah. And we hope Allah Ta'ala gives a full reward. And it is for us now to practice patience. To practice patience and to read for the marhumeen. My Honorable Shaykh Azam Abdul Hamid Sahib says, in our lifetime we find our parents that they become muhtaj on us, they need us. To whatever khidmat we can make, we do for them. But the day they leave this world, now they are completely muhtaj on us. Now there's nothing they can do, no a'mal whatsoever. What they have left behind, what a'mal they have left behind is a living form, their children and their grandchildren. These are the a'mal now. What they instill within us, how much we can do for them, that we become a living sidqa jariya for them. What was the cry of their heart? What was their day, what was their night? And because being so close as neighbors for many, many years, for generations now, and in the recent also being neighbors, mashallah, of Abu Tahir and the family, that Allah Ta'ala reward them the muhabbat and the understanding. I would hear every time when we entered the house and we left the house, it was always a burqa on and always parda. And always Allah, 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 Allah. There is always the fikr and the concern that the deen of my family, the deen of my family. This will be the legacy that we will remember always. To the extent we will not forget that just when we had returned that one time from Harameen, Allah Ta'ala take us over and over again. Amen. And we came, auntie was admitted to the hospital at that moment of pain also. just receiving and meeting at the hospital, even at that moment in full parada. Even the face covered. This is the legacy our parents have left behind for us, the sharam, the haya, the concern for mood, the fikr, the worry, what will happen in the qabr, what will happen in the qabr. And the qabr, we call the qabr in Arabic, sunduq al-amal, the box of a'mal. The qabr is a box of a'mal. How much we're going to put in there? How much of a'mal we're going to send ahead is now, as long as we have life in us, this is what we can do to send ahead to our qabr. Once we in there, there's no more chance to read even one subhanallah. Now the offshore investments, the children, what we will do, we will remember those words and the advices our parents gave us in regards to sunnahs, the commands of Allah, namaz, parda, kurta, beard, and all those words that will ring in the ears, this sadqa jariya, that we make amal upon it. Now they will get the full reward. I always give the example that for a businessman, the account is not being paid. 30 days, 60 days, is not coming through. And finally he wakes up that early morning and he opens his phone and he sees finally the EFT came through. What a smile on his face. The wife will ask, what happened? He says, finally he paid. Finally the money came through. The joy he gets in the heart. The marhumin, in the same way, they're waiting when the EFT is coming through, when they're going to read, when they're going to change their life. If only we could come back and tell them it's a reality. As soon as we go to the qabr, the question will be posed, Mar Rabbuk, who did you live for? Who was your life for? Sare dunya, they say, andhe hai or behre hai. The whole world is dumb, deaf and blind. Nobody can do anything for me. No one can do anything for me. I don't live for anyone, I don't dress for anyone, I don't do anything for anyone, I do only for Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the pleasure of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is my life. So at the end of the day, I have to go back to my Allah. The first question, Mar Rabbuk, who do you live for? Who is your Rabb? Who is the one that you put your head down for? Every amal, every action you do, who was it for? What was the catalyst? What was the spark behind it? Why did you do this? Who was it? The question will be asked, who did you do it for? Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? Who did you look for? Ma deenuk, what was your way of life? What was your deen? These are real questions. And the day we put the person into the qabr, and the last person takes a 40th step away, then the two angels come, or usually sanihi, and they make the person sit up, and then the coffin is opened up, the face becomes exposed, and now the questioning starts. And the Munkar and Nakir are two angels that come with blazing fire from their mouths, their eyes also, fire in it, long hair, clubs in their hand, breaking through the earth to attack this person so they forget the answers. But because the person had Salah, had Quran, the night surahs, Waqia, Sajda, Surah Tabarak, all these are powerful surahs. Allah has revealed in Quran Sharif to protect us from the adab and the punishment of the qabr. So the Quran will come onto one side, the fasting on one side, the sadqah on one side. And in the corner of the qabr will be a person there standing. And they will try to interrogate this individual. But these amal will come to rescue them. So for us to understand, once the ruh leaves the body and the person is pious, then the ruh and the soul goes to illiyin. Lies in the control of Allah. The soul has no choice whatsoever. The soul has departed from the body. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, when he passed away, then they found a note in one of his kitabs. And how he understood the reality of life. So in that note, he writes, addressing it from my ruh, from my soul to my body. And he says, from my ruh, from my soul to my body, then now the time has come to depart and to separate. You are just one capsule. You are just one capsule. And the real thing, the original was a ruh. So now we will separate, now we will depart. You are just a carrier, you are just a vehicle to me. And now I commend you and say Mubarak to you that you carried me very well. When I told you to prostrate, you made sajda. When I told you not to do sin, you refrained. When I told you to put full speed and obey the command of Allah, you did so. So I thank you, my body, for listening to me. The ruh and the soul is the original iman, is in the ruh and the heart. So I thank you, now you will depart. And your place will be where you came from. The body came from sand, now you return to sand. And I came from Allah. The material of the ruh is from the skies. I will return to my Allah. Illiyin is called. How they understood? Today the effort is made on the body. The body will go to the original place, the sand. And the ruh and the soul, there's no effort of iman and taqwa and sharam and haya and sunnats. And then Allah protect, it'll go to sijjin. That is illiyin. Illiyin is by Allah. Sijjin is in the below the earth, to the seven earths. Then the adab will start. Allah protect all of us. But the focal point is not the body. It's the ruh. The nourishment of the ruh, the nourishment of the soul, comes from the skies, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nourishment for the body comes from the ground, the food. How much are we nourishing the ruh to be prepared for the time to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my ruh goes to illiyin, goes back to the Creator, happily, rejoicing. That when the time comes for me to leave, it goes happily to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Like one muraqabah, one niyat, one meditation we make in namaz. Allah Ta'ala give us that we perform salah with concentration and devotion in the love of Allah. Ulama say when we come up from ruku, and now we begin to sajda, we should pause in ruku. Rabbana walaka alhamd, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. When's the last time in namaz we read 5 tasbihat or 7 tasbihat? We're still reading the same 3 tasbihat. Ulama say 3 tasbihat for the musafir and for the traveler. For the one at home, 5 tasbih, subhana rabbi al-azim, subhana rabbi, 5 times, 7 times, enjoy myself in my namaz. When I come up from into qawma, and I stand up there, read all my sunnah du'as, and then say to myself, and say to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I'm coming down to make sajda happily. Ya Allah, I'm coming happily with enjoyment. Ya Allah, it thrills me to make sajda to you. Not just up and down, that I have to read my namaz. Hassan Basri rahimahullah is mentioned about him that after salah he would cover his face with his hands. Somebody asked, why do you cover your face? He said, haven't you heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a person salah, if he's up correct, then he hardly rises above his head, then he's turned into a dirty rag, and the rag is thrown back into his face. Then the salah curses him, dayyak Allah kama dayyatani, may Allah destroy you as you've destroyed me. He says, I cover my face, Ya Allah, let it not be my salah is thrown back into my face. Ya Allah, accept my namaz. So I'm going to sajda, say to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm coming happily. I enjoy to come down, put my head down to you and nobody else. I live only for you. For the enjoyment, I go down in sajda. This preparation of my mouth, Ya Allah, I'm happy to return to you. Illiyin, when a person is pious and the ruh goes to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He goes happily to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the ruh is in the control of Allah. Allah permits the ruh to reunite with the body in the qabr for questioning. The ruh has no choice of its own whatsoever to move or to do anything. He cannot move, cannot go, cannot return to the house, cannot visit anyone, nothing whatsoever. The rules of qabr of barzakh is called alamul barzakh. The life of the qabr is different, the rules are different. And the rules of dunya is different. Here we have free choice. In the qabr is no free choice. Even we are Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we believe in Hayatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is alive in his qabr. And he can move by the permission of Allah. If Allah permits, he can move. In the kitab called Tadhkiratul Qurra, there is an incident mentioned about a great wali of Allah who was a qari. And he had a masjid right in the jungle. And his Quran tilawat was amazing. So someone went looking for a sheikh to take bay'ah to someone. He finds him sitting in the masjid, his back against the minbar, reading Quran Sharif. So he goes and sits next to him. As he sits next to him, he says, join the Quran tilawat. Then he sees a group of horsemen come, all on white horses, dressed beautifully, shining faces. They come to the entrance of the masjid. And they pause and listen to the qiraat of this qari. Then the leader of them just gestures them, let's move on, and they move on. But the person sitting next to him didn't have the courage to ask him who they are. He just sat down. After some time, a solitary rider comes on a horse also. Looks like a real Ghazi Mujahid. Full beard, black beard. Striking features. He comes to the entrance of the masjid. So he calls this person next to the Qari. He goes to him. Makes salam with him. He asks him. It was a group of people on horseback. Did they come this way? Yes, they came this way. Which way did they go? They went that way. He's about to take off. Hold on, who are you? Who are they? He just smiles. He said, please tell me, who are you all? He says, the first group that came was a group of Nabi alayhi salatu salam and Sahaba ikram. They came to listen to the qiraat of this Waliyah of Allah. And Nabi of Allah sent me for some work. I'm just returning to catch them up. Who are you? I'm Ali radiallahu anhu. With the permission of Allah, they can move. The rules of qabr is different. When you enter the qabr also, إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, you cannot make the deceased person hear. Allah, if he wishes, they can listen by the permission of Allah. They can reply by the permission of Allah. When you enter the qabr, السلام عليكم يا أهل القبور. You make salam to them. With the permission of Allah, Allah allows them to see you. Allah allows them to make salam to you. Is that by their own free will? Now we are free. We are free to read our namaz, read our Quran. We have free will. One pious person made dua, Ya Allah, give me the chance to read Quran Sharif in my qabr also. I love Quran so much. So one person, another friend of Allah was passing the qabr. Allah Ta'ala opened, revealed to him what's happening within the qabr. And he sees his buzruk reading Quran Sharif, sitting there with his Quran open in the qabr. He says, Subhanallah. So the buzruk Allah Ta'ala allows him to hear the Subhanallah. He says, what did you say? He says, Subhanallah. He says, by the qasam of Allah, I have managed to finish 30,000 khatams right now in qabr. But your Subhanallah is more rewarding than 30,000 khatams. There's no reward for my khatam right now. Because I'm in the qabr. All the reward is in dunya. Your Subhanallah is more rewarding than 30,000 khatams in the qabr. We have the energy now, we have the life now, to live only for Allah. So when the time will come, then my heart and my ruh will go to illiyin, will go to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but Allah will keep it there. Allah will keep it happy. So Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says to his body, Mubarak to you, you carried me very well. When I told you to obey, you obeyed. I told you to stop, you stopped. Now we are departing. Now you go to the sand, I'll go to my Allah. I will enjoy myself by Allah. Mirza Janajar rahmatullah alayhi, when he passed away, they found a note. And he says, Log kehte hai ki Mirza mar gaya, magar mara nahi, wo gar gaya. People will say, Mirza has passed away. Mirza hasn't passed away, he's gone back home. So as he's gone back home, inshallah, where we have come from, we're going back home. We're here for a short time. Allah Ta'ala gives opportunity, make your investments. The children, the grandchildren, the khidmat, subhanallah. Something to learn from marhumah. The khidmat, subhanallah, unmatched. What we know as neighbors, alhamdulillah, the khidmat of marhum Tahir's father also, always in his khidmat. Beckon, call, beckon, whenever we came, before you can ask already, the food is already dished. Something you have to eat. A life of khidmat and muhabbat and love. May Allah Ta'ala love her also and take her into His rahmat and mercies.
Amen.
But this was it. They live for Allah. They live for Allah. They breathed Allah. They read the Quran Sharif, the figure of deen. For us to take it on, the legacy we will leave behind for our children. So when the time will come for us to leave this world, Allah is waiting for us. Like one Sahabi radiallahu anhu, Nabi says, we dua for him. May Allah, when he meets you, and you meet him, Allah, let it be that you are smiling at him and you are smiling, he's smiling at you. So it's a time of more for us to understand what is happening. Marhumah was in the final moments, illness, the pain, etc. What they enjoying with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is unseen to us. That is why I wish to share a few lines direct from the Hadith Sharif. But the time of more what transpires. So I understand when it comes to my mouth also. Usually we don't know what's happening during mouth. Sakarat, so we are freed. We are freed. The road ahead. For the friends of Allah, la khufun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. For the friends of Allah, we got no fear now. They read the Quran every morning. They read the Yasin Sharif. They remind us, read Yasin. Read your Yasin Sharif. Read your namaz. Read your waqiyah. Read your tabarak. Reminder, reminder. Ramadan time was the time of Quran and Zikr and Dua and Dua. Now the time of Sakarat, everybody comes before them. Outwardly we see them suffering, but what they're enjoying right now. All those investments they made, now it's all coming to help them. That is why the Hadith Sharif is mentioned, we should read and understand and discuss this in our homes also. At the time of Maut, what happens to a person, a pious person? It happened in our home already so many times. So what happens in the last moments, we will grieve. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam also, his granddaughter was in Sakarat, the daughter of Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. And so Zainab sends a message to her Abba Jan, Ya Rasulullah, that my child Qadih Tudirat, that my child now is Sakarat. So Nabi Ali Salatu Salam sends a message to her, that Inna lillahi ma akhada wa lahu ma a'ata. Verily, whatever Allah Ta'ala takes belongs to him, whatever Allah Ta'ala gives belongs to him. Everything is amanat, children are amanat, parents are amanat. Whatever ni'mat we have is an amanat, trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All belongs to Allah. وَكُلُّ شِنْ عِنْدَهُ بِأَجْلٍ مُسَمَّى. Everything has an appointed expiry time. It has to be from this. We came to live. We haven't come to live. We have come to live. We haven't come to live. So we don't give our heart to dunya. Dunya will leave us. But Allah will never leave us. So everybody has an expiry date. فَلْتَصْبِرْ. Oh my daughter, exercise patience. Be patient. Be patient, Allah will be with you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah will be with you. وَلْتَحْتَسِبْ. And a hope of Allah's reward upon your patience. Then she sends a message, Ya Rasulullah, Umma Abba Jan, that now my child is leaving. وَتُقْسِمُ بِاللَّهِ But the Qasam of Allah, please you must come. She wanted that consolation of her heart. That somebody pious, my father, Nabi of Allah, is here at this moment. So it's natural to feel the pain, to cry. But the reality is, I have to prepare for my qabr now. And there's no tartib, who's going first, whether parents first, whether children first. Yes, there's tartib and sequence, who's going to come first. But who's going first, we don't know. Allah Ta'ala, give a afiyah, take us with iman. Just to share a few lines in regards to when it comes to Maut, what happens at that moment. Sometimes we are sitting next to the person also. And the person is in Sakarat at that moment. What is happening and what will happen to me also at the time when I'm leaving this world? Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam said, if for a believer at the time of his death there is nothing to make him happy, then just seeing the beautiful face of Malakul Maut will make him happy. It's mentioned also in one hadith. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with any servant, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says to the angel of that Malakul Maut, they bring the soul of a certain person, I want to give him or her comfort. When Allah loves someone and they're going through pain, Allah ta'ala gives instructions, too long now, I bring my bandi back now. Bring her back, she's been through enough, then I want to give her comfort. She has successfully completed her test as I desired. No complaint. The condition also, namaz, whatever, Allah Ta'ala's name on the tongue. Now the test is over, now I want to give comfort. Malakul Maut comes to the person in the company of 500 angels. Why we are reading this right now, for us to understand, this happened in our home a few days ago, where the 500 malaika, inshallah, came also. They visited our home, 6 Hope Street. They were here. Each one of these angels gives us such glad tidings which the other has not mentioned. Each one is calling out the name, giving them glad tidings, good news. They bring the branches of sweet basil, faruhu wa rihan, sweet basil. When the person is in hospital, they bring roses, how happy we get. So here they bring the roses of Jannat, faruhu wa rihan. And the roots of saffron, along with them, all the angels stand in two rows on both sides. When Iblis sees this scene, he holds his head and begins to cry and wail. His attendants rushing towards him ask, "Oh master, what has happened?" Iblis says, "Oh Richard, do you not see what is happening? Where have you failed?" They reply, "Oh leader, we tried, but she protected herself from sins." She protected herself. And she got her card now. She got her visa for Jannat. When the death of Jabir bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu approached, someone asked, "Do you wish for anything?" He replied, "I wish to meet Hassan." When Hassan al-Basri arrived, the people informed him, Hazrat Jabir said, "Brother, this is the time of my departure. I do not know whether it is towards Jannat or Jahannam. And this is the way we find that people love this world. So 500 malaika come.
What is it?
And then it's mentioned, the malakul maut, go to my certain friend and bring his soul. I've tested him in both happiness and sorrow. She has passed successfully as I desired. Bring her so that she may be relieved from the difficulties of this world. Malakul maut, to him with 500 angels. All of them come with the shrouds of Jannat. They come with the shrouds, cover of Jannat. And they have their holy bouquet of sweet Basil Rehan, which is made of 20 different colors. And in each color, there is a different fragrance. Among the things they bring with them is a white silken cloth from which the fragrance of musk emits. Malakul maut sits at the head of the person, the person in Sakarat, while the rest of the angels gather around them. It's all happening in the room. They all are there. They place their hands on all the parts of the body of the person. The silken cloth is then placed under the chin, and the door of Jannat is opened in front of their eyes. Now they can see Jannat sitting in their bed. That's why I say all the amal come now. All the surahs, all the salah, all the umrah, all the hajj, all the khidmat, all the du'as people made, all come in front. Then the person is entertained and diverted by the many new fascinating things of Jannat. Like the household folk will divert a crying child's attention towards different things. At times the damsels of Jannah, the people of Jannah are brought forward. At sometimes the fruits of Jannah, at times the excellent clothing. In short, different bounties of Jannah are brought forward. All is happening now at Sakarat. All happening in the house. Malakul maut tells them, O blessed soul, come towards thornless lote trees, layers of bananas, spacious and wide shade, and flowing waters. And he gives him glad tidings. The Malakul maut speaks to the person in such a soft tone, as a mother would speak to her child, because he knows that this soul is a favorite of Allah. Like how the doctor speaks quietly to the child. Don't worry, you won't get hurt. I won't give you injection. He takes out a lollipop and gives the child. Diverts the child's attention. He approaches the soul very kindly, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may become pleased with him. That is Malakul maut. This soul comes out of the body so easily, as hair is taken out of dough. When the soul is extracted, all the angels greet it, and they make salam, and extend to the person the glad tidings of entering to Jannah. The Quran Sharif has mentioned it in a manner, those whom the angels cause to die in the state of purity. And in many different ayahs, and the soul leaves, and the soul tells the body. Now the body is with the family people. So the body, the soul says, may Allah Ta'ala grant you the best of rewards. You are quick in obeying Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You avoided disobeying Allah. May this day be a blessed day for you, O my body. You have saved both yourself and myself from the punishment of Allah. The body then addresses the soul in the very same manner. At the time of separation, the portion of earth whereupon he used to make excessive ibadat begins to cry. The musalla begins to cry. How many years? The heavenly doors through which his deeds used to ascend and sustenance used to descend also weep. Like this, a person is taken to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then the ghusl is given, and after the person is buried, for us to prepare for the time before we meet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Now the most we can do is we can change our lives, whether it be our salah, our Quran tilawat, our dressing with the intention that now we will do this as irsal al-sawab for the marhumeen, and they will get the full reward for it. They will get the full reward of whatever amal we will do. We make the niyat, inshallah. And now we prepare ourselves also. Allah kulli qabar nur, Allah ta'ala raise them and make us all a sidqa jariya for them. And the legacy they left behind for us, a very, very high legacy of amal, iman, fikr of akhirat, fikr of maut, love for the creation of Allah Tabarak, khidmat of the creation of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, generosity, shafqat, compassion, all these beautiful sifat Allah Pak loves, for us to remember them and to inculcate them. And to make at least one adjustment in our life, one adjustment. As a salah sabab for my marhum mother, or auntie, or cousin, or whatever it may be. And the major sins in our life, we eradicate them, inshallah. Whatever the marhum had in their heart, marhuma, if for example they had this in their heart, that if only my family one day could separate, make parada complete, let's do it for ma now. Let's do it for her. Let her enjoy. We want to enjoy ourselves together, eat together and laugh. And she must feel the pain she left behind this home for us. Let's do it for her pleasure.
Although we might have so much, not have so much of fun now eating together, but she'll have fun in the qabr at least. My family now on my name has done something for me. More than the borehole we can dig. And more than the money we can give in the path of Allah. This was just one thing and take it out from our lives to please Allah for our marhum mother and our grandmother, she'll get the news. Alhamdulillah, my friends come to deen. Allah Ta'ala give us sabr to make amal to bring deen in our life, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا القوة المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أو كريم رحيم الله most kind Allah most forgiving Allah Allah forgive us all our sins Allah give us taqwa give us iman give us a life of iman ibadat and amal O my Kareem Rahim Allah, all the marhumin for the qabr al-nur, Ya Allah, raise them, Ya Allah, forgive them, overlook them, O my Allah. O my Allah, accept all the amal they have done, O my Allah. Give them the full reward, O my Allah. Forgive them for their shortcomings, O my Allah. Be it our fathers, our mothers, our uncles, our aunts, family members, Ya Allah, full the qabr al-nur. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, open the qabr as far as their eyes can see. Make it spacious for them. O my Allah, then down for them the silken mattresses and beds of Jannat for them. Let them relax. Ya Allah, put on the aircon for them. Open the windows for them. Show them the scene of Jannat, O my Allah. Let them relax and enjoy themselves, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us tawfiq to send for them a salah sawab. To change our lives, to prepare for our mawt, O my Allah. To do those amal that are pleasing, Ya Allah, to you. That you have raham and make karam upon them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us upon salah. Keep our families upon salah, upon Quran tilawat, upon dhikr. Save us from all the fitnas of this world, O my Allah. Keep us pure and clean. The time of Maut, Ya Allah. Give us kalima upon our tongue. Kalima da ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Take us in a condition you're happy with us. Give us more than the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madina Munawwara. Give us place in Jannatul Baqi, O Kareem Rahimullah, without being deserving of it. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen. Ameen.